Here we go, guys, in 3, 2, 1. Welcome in on this Saturday morning, another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly here on 670 The Score. I'm Steve Cashel, your Chicago Bulls radio host, joined as usual by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole. He is the head team physician with the Chicago Bulls, one of the team physicians for the Chicago White Sox, sports medicine specialist, orthopedic surgeon with Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. How was your week, Dr. Cole?
It was awesome, Steve. Good. Trying to stay warm, just looking for spring, but it was awesome.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to start getting there. I feel it, right?
It's supposed to. Yeah. My son was saying the other night, it's like everything just shifted to the right. You know what I mean? Like we started winter late, and then it just goes on forever.
All right, it's going to start getting better and better and better. Yeah. I feel it. Hey, let's get right to this. We have a lot to do in our show, and of course, a staple at the end, our Ask the Doctor segment. We'll tell you how to get involved. But right now, we're going to talk about nutrition bars, and this is just a great topic, and we have no one better to do it with than Karen Mulkin. Karen Mulkin is outstanding, board certified, and our nutrition coach. Karen, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, you make a heck of a nutrition bar. We want to tell people about that. You can tell people what's in it and how to get it, but the topic is, are all nutrition bars created equal? And I'm going to tell you and tell our listeners that you're going to say there's no way, and I know there's no way, but you're the expert on it. What do you look for, first question, in a nutrition bar?
So you have to read your labels and look for recognizable, real food ingredients. You know, nuts, seeds, nut butters, like cashew butter, organic peanut butter, almond butter, sunflower butter, maybe oats, whole grains, some dried fruit, greens, chia seeds, flax seeds, maca, spirulina, goji berries, superfoods, and maybe they'll sweeten it with like cherries or dates, which will add some more fiber. And I look for bars that are higher in protein and high in fiber and low in sugar. So when you read a bar and you're thinking, oh, this is a great bar, it's got, you know, 15 grams of protein and only 3 grams of sugar, you have to really read the ingredient label and see what they're actually sweetening them with, because sometimes they sweeten with like sugar alcohols, like mannitol, sorbitol. Those sugar alcohols, you know, can be safe, but they could really wreak havoc on people's digestive tracts and really cause stomach aches, especially like mine. So I think you have to really be careful with what they're sweetening with. Oats are a healthy, cheap filler, which is why some bars sell for, you know, $1.99, and, you know, my bar sells for $4. So you really want a nutrient-dense bar, reading the labels, that have healthy fats that are going to satiate you for hours. I also will look at the refrigerated section first, and I look for bars that are preserved for freshness, because I don't want to eat a bar that's got a 2-year shelf life. Like, how could that be real food?
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like they're petrified. It's like petrified space food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is that when you look at the labels, like you said, I recently was doing a project in a nutrition space, and so I went to Whole Foods, Costco, GNC to do for a presentation, and I did a video. I just took a video walking down the aisle in the bar section.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very little product differentiation. And a lot of it, you know, my basic feeling is marketing. And when you look at them, at least half of them are equivalent to candy bars, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you compare, you know, the simple carbohydrates, artificial food flavoring and so forth, coloring to make it palatable, because it's really, that's the thing the reason I like your transformation bar, because it tastes good and you know that it's real stuff. It's very, I'd be really interested to know from like a food chemistry side how you actually nailed it and how you got, who helped you if you did it all yourself, because it's complicated to make something taste good and be healthy at the same time, especially when you're packing it into a bar and it's so dense, is really hard from a process point of view. So I think you nailed it. I use it, you know, I will tell you that I have in my computer bag, I have a pocket, because I basically never sit to eat a meal during the day. You know, it's usually, I eat, you know, sort of small things all day. I never sit for a period of time to eat, just because I'm either seeing patients or doing surgery all day. And so I use it as one of my main snacks. I don't necessarily use it as a meal replacement, because I just got to keep eating all day for fuel. But like, I'll do it in the morning. I'll have breakfast typically about 6 o'clock in the morning. And the next thing I eat is one of your bars, like 10 a.m. And then the next thing is like lunch, like 12, 1 o'clock. So I don't know if you advocate for meal replacement or not, but how do you, like, when you initially designed it, did you say, this is what I want, and work with a third-party manufacturer? I'm really curious how you get to the point where you develop something this good and something that can, you know, sort of satisfy all the right sort of food groups.
Yeah, and it's an interesting story because it wasn't my intention. I think you've tried my cranberry oat bars, my
yes.
raw cacao truffles, my coconut truffles, my grain-free brownies. I make all these homemade snacks that are made, you know, with real ingredients, and I meet with my clients, and this is what I give them. I feed them, and I give them healthy snacks to take home that need to be refrigerated, and they want a bar. They said, do you have something? I'm going on vacation. I need a bar. Do you have something that I could give to my teenager or my athlete to a pre-workout before they have practice? So I sort of created two bars, the Omega Meal Bar and the Transformation Bar, out of this desire, because I needed to package what I'm already making.
Right.
So the Transformation Bar is the closest to my homemade bars, and that's basically what they are. It's my recipe, found a place to make it, and, you know, you got to go back and forth a lot, but I think we nailed this one, and I just love it so much. And I'm looking for bars on the market because I'd like to recommend other bars. You know,
Right.
You know, yesterday I went to Whole Foods. I knew we were going to be talking, and I was looking at the back. You know, I saw an interesting bar with, like, sweet potato, coconut, beaten cacao, and then I eat it, and I was like, oh, this isn't even good.
Right.
But
right.
It looks good. You know, the marketing's great, and it's all fresh ingredients. So, yeah, it's healthy. I would say eat it. But I can't find one that tastes great and is also clean.
Visiting with Karen Malkin here on Sports Medicine Weekly. She is a board-certified health coach and environmental toxin specialist. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. We're subject here in our opening segment, are all nutrition bars created equal? Karen has a wonderful transformation bar. So, Karen, where can we purchase these bars? And another question along with that, maybe before you even tell us where we could buy them, what should we be avoiding? We talked about what's in your bar and some things we should find in a bar, but what are some of the automatics that we should be looking for? We see that, we shouldn't buy it.
So you want to avoid artificial sweeteners. So aspartame, which is Equal, saccharin, NutraSweet, Splenda, stevia, and monk fruit are a much safer alternative. Also, you want to avoid isolated soy protein because it's chemically processed and genetically engineered. Whole forms of soy are a great alternative. They're super heart healthy. You have to also look for healthy whey if you can eat dairy and casein. If you're going to buy a whey protein bar, you want to make sure that it's non-hormone fed cows. They're healthy cows that you know, will yield a quality whey protein. So you really have to know your sources, read your labels. If you buy organic, you know it's non-GMO. And that's what I would recommend, really just reading those labels.
Right. Let me ask you, what is your protein?
Mine is a organic rice protein, and it's, you know, it's
270. So it's a vegetable. It's a vegetable
it's
protein.
It's a vegan. It's vegan.
It's a vegan
yeah.
protein.
Mine is vegan, non-GMO. It's made with cashew butter, almonds, cherries, rice protein. Those chocolate chips that you taste are unsweetened raw cacao chunks. No sugar at all. But when you mix it with the dried cherries, it makes it taste sweet. It's kind of like a miracle that they taste so sweet because it's really not. If you ate raw cacao nibs, they taste like coffee beans. They're so bitter. And then I added like flaxseed and spirulina and maca and greens. And so they're soy-free, they're gluten-free, they're dairy-free, and they're non-GMO.
What's the like basic breakdown in terms of the three food groups when you add it all up? Is it, you know, when you say you know what I'm saying, protein, carbs,
yeah, so it's,
fat?
Yeah, so it's 11 grams of protein,
okay.
12 grams of fiber. So that's a lot of fiber.
Yeah, that's hard to get.
270 calories, but it's a 60-gram bar. Most bars are 45 grams. So you have to look at the weight. It's only 5 grams of sugar. There's no added sugar. So, you know, it's very nutrient-dense. I mean, those bars are heavy. That's why they get you through to lunch. And, you know, because I can get through a three-hour bike ride with a bar. There's healthy fats in there, a lot of fat.
And I'm curious, so you've got it, you know, the fat thing is important.
I put MCT oil in there. Yeah.
Right, so the fat thing is important because otherwise you just never feel sated, you know.
Well,
and so for processing, people just sort of forget that fact, and I'm sure it's not saturated. You're dealing with proper fats and so forth and good fats. We've talked about that before with the MCT lean. But I'm curious, how did you decide on a vegan protein over a milk-based protein? And do you have strong preferences in that direction?
Not really, other than many people have sensitivities to dairy. But, you know, I lead these three programs, these 14-day challenges called the 14-day transformation. And when we do that program, we do eliminate and experiment by eliminating gluten and dairy and sugar.
And lactose, yeah.
So those transformation bars are cleanse friendly.
Got it.
And that's
got
what
it. That's
when
a good
when
idea.
Somebody gets my cleanse, I send them a box of bars, and that's your 3 o'clock snack.
Got it.
I make it easy. Yeah.
Got it.
How about water intake with the bars that you make, Karen?
I would drink it. I mean, I love it with a big hot tea or water. I mean, drink it with a full glass of water. I'm guessing when you eat it, you want to have a drink with it.
Yeah, they are delicious, though. And I'm real picky about those bars. And Karen, no, they are. They're delicious, and I feel like I'm eating something healthy, and it's good stuff. So, again, where can people buy them?
They can buy them on Amazon. They can buy them on my website, KarenMalkin.com. East Bank Club has them.
Good for you.
A few, you know, personal trainers on the North Shore that have them. But my website and Amazon. And then I also have on my website, KarenMalkin.com, 450 free recipes. If you check out the snack section under Karen's Faves, those are all my recipes for, like, my homemade bars. And so you don't even have to buy them. You can just make them yourself. But if you don't want to make them yourself, then I think these are just a great bar.
I'm very happy for you to make them for me. Just let's go on the record.
Right. Yep. That's what most of my clients just want them made for them. So this is a done for you.
Well, you're doing a great job, Karen, really.
Thank you.
Karen, how do we identify them on Amazon?
Karen's Transformation Bars.
There you go.
Might even be Karen's Transformation Superfood Bars.
Good stuff.
Karen's Natural Superfood Bar Transformation. Yeah, it's on there.
You're the best. We're out of time, Karen. We got to keep moving. But congratulations,
and
love the transformation bars. Thanks for joining us and letting our listeners hear on what we should be avoiding and what we should be looking for in the nutrition bar. Karen Malkin, board-certified health coach and environmental toxin specialist. Back with more in our Ask the Doctor segment after this, only on
The Score.